Ultimately, Germany will have almost 70% of their country controlled by Russia with natural gas. So you tell me, is that appropriate? I mean, I've been complaining about this from the time I got in. It should have never been allowed to have happened. But Germany is totally controlled by Russia.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keiser. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, July 11th, 2018. Welcome to day 538. Donald Trump accused Germany of being totally controlled and a captive of Russia because it pays billions and billions of dollars a year to Russia for energy.
It's very sad when Germany makes a massive oil and gas deal with Russia where you're supposed to be guarding against Russia and Germany goes out and pays billions and billions of dollars a year to Russia. So we're protecting Germany, we're protecting France, we're protecting all of these countries. And then numerous of the countries go out and make a pipeline deal with Russia where they're paying billions of dollars into the coffers of Russia.
Germany does not meet its NATO spending commitments, but has started construction on a second natural gas pipeline to Russia. Germany argues that it has increased its contributions to NATO and plans to spend even more on the alliance in the coming years.
You take a look at some of the countries, they won't accept it because they don't want to be captive to Russia. But Germany, as far as I'm concerned, is captive to Russia because it's getting so much of its energy from Russia.
A few hours later, Trump told reporters that the United States has a tremendous relationship with Germany. Meanwhile, Trump wants NATO allies to double their military spending target to 4% of gross domestic product, despite allies not meeting the current 2% target. The 29 members, including the United States, agreed to a joint summit declaration to move toward the 2% target by 2024. The U.S. currently contributes 3.5% of its GDP. The Senate, meanwhile, approved a non-binding motion in support of NATO. The symbolic 97-2 vote expresses the Senate's support for NATO and calls on negotiators to reaffirm the U.S. commitment to it. Next, the Trump administration plans to hit China with roughly $200 billion in additional tariffs. Beijing's Commerce Ministry said it was shocked by the U.S. action and that China, quote, has no choice but to take necessary countermeasures, end quote. Days ago, the United States imposed 25% tariffs on Chinese goods worth about $34 billion, which Beijing immediately responded to with its own tariffs on $34 billion in U.S. goods. The latest tariffs will undergo a two-month review process with hearings scheduled for August 20th to the 23rd. And finally, the Department of Justice admitted that it may have mistakenly separated a family of U.S. citizens for as long as a year because the parents' location has been unknown. The DOJ noted that it found 27 cases where reunification was not currently feasible, including one, quote, because the parent's location has been unknown for more than a year, and records show the parent and child might be U.S. citizens, end quote. Until now, the DOJ just said that the child's father couldn't be located. And in the polls, Politico says 54% of voters think the government should keep ICE, while 25% believe ICE should be abolished, and 21% remain undecided. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. 1. Paul Manafort will be moved from the jail where he currently stays, where he says he's being treated like a VIP with access to a phone, computer, private bathroom, and shower, and doesn't have to wear a uniform. 2. Trump pardoned the two Oregon cattle ranchers who were sentenced to 5 years in prison for committing arson on federal land, punishments of which led to the armed occupation of a wildlife refuge by the Bundy family in 2016. 3. Pfizer said it would delay drug price increases for no more than 6 months after speaking with Trump. The conversation came after Trump tweeted that Pfizer and other U.S. drug manufacturers should be ashamed for raising prices on some of their medications. And 4. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's visit to Pyongyang last week went, quote, as badly as it could have gone, end quote. North Korea accused the United States of a gangster-like mindset following the denuclearization negotiations. Pompeo described the talks as productive. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines, brought to you by Matt Keiser. Until next time, I'm Joe Anditas.